American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your books to the Language Laboratory activities for Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Sometimes when we speak, we join or drop the sounds of some words. Listen to each dialogue and then repeat. Look at the letters in parentheses. Notice how the sound of the letters in parentheses is reduced or left out. Repeat.
Is Bob here?
No, he's not.
Do you know where he lives?
No, but he left his phone number. Look at number 2. Repeat.
What's the matter with Jane?
She hurt her ankle playing tennis.
Did she call her doctor?
She's calling him right now. Number 3, repeat.
Who gave him the tickets?
Mary gave them to them.
Does she have any more?
No, she gave them all away. Now, look at figure 2. Listen to a sentence, then circle the letter of the sentence you hear.
Number 1. Can you take him to work today? Number 2. Where's his desk? Number 3. Ask him about reservations. Number 4. Here's your ticket.
Let's check the answers.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. Can you take him to work today? Number 2 is A. Repeat. Where's his desk? Number 3 is B. Repeat. Ask him about reservations. Number 4 is C. Repeat. Here's your ticket.
Now look at figure 3. Look at each pair of words. The first word is a verb. The second word is a noun. The suffix y has been added to the verb to make a noun. Notice the spelling changes in some words. Listen and repeat.
Number 1. Repeat. Recover. Recovery. Joe recovered from his operation quickly. He made a quick recovery. Number 2. Repeat. Discover. Discovery. Rick discovered a leaking fuel tank. His discovery prevented an accident. Number 3. Repeat. Deliver. Delivery. The mailman delivers the mail twice a day. His afternoon delivery was late. Number 4. Repeat. Arm. Army. The military arms its troops well. The country has a well-equipped army. Number 5. Repeat. Injure. Injury. Mark was injured in the accident. It was a serious injury. Number 6. Repeat. Assemble. Assembly. The students assembled in the gym. The school assembly was on Friday. Number 7. Repeat. Inquire. Inquiry. John was told to inquire about advanced training courses. He sent a letter of inquiry. Number 8. Repeat. Enter. Entry. The visitors couldn't enter the base. Their entry was prohibited.
Look at Figure 4. Let's review the progressive tenses. To make the progressive tense, add a form of the verb to be and use the present participle form or ing form of the main verb. Notice the bold-faced letters in the example sentences. The present progressive tense is used to describe an action which is happening now. Repeat. I am studying. The future progressive tense describes an action which will be happening or continuing at some time in the future. Repeat. I will be studying tomorrow until noon. Look at the examples. First, listen. Then use the cues and make a sentence in the present progressive tense. Listen. Present. Repeat. They are studying English. Now make a sentence in the future progressive tense. Listen. Future. Repeat. They will be studying English next year. Now listen to a time, either present or future. Then use the cues. Change the verb to a progressive tense and make a sentence.
Number 1. Future. Repeat. He will be working next week. Number 2. Present. Repeat. They are celebrating their graduation. Number 3. Future. Repeat. You'll be departing day after tomorrow. Number 4. Present. Repeat. She is staying at the new hotel. Number 5. Future. Repeat. He will be eating a late dinner tonight. Number 6. Future. Repeat. They will be sleeping outdoors next week.
Now, look at figure 5. The present perfect progressive tense adds either have or has plus been to the ing form of the verb. Notice the bold-faced letters. The present perfect progressive tense describes an action that began in the past and continues into the present. Repeat. I have been studying every night. Look at the example. Listen to a word or phrase. Use the cues. Change the verb to the present perfect progressive tense. And make a sentence. Listen. Every day. Repeat. He has been exercising every day.
Number 1. For several weeks. Repeat. She has been practicing for several weeks. Number 2. Since 1988. Repeat. He has been driving a bus since 1988. Number 3. For 6 weeks. Repeat. They have been traveling in Europe for 6 weeks. Number 4. Every weekend. Repeat. He's been playing tennis every weekend. Number 5. For 10 minutes. Repeat. The phone has been ringing for 10 minutes.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a question and then answer it with the cue in the figure. Use a progressive tense in your answers.
Number 1. What have you been studying? Repeat. I've been studying German. Number 2. How long has he been watching TV? Repeat. He has been watching TV for an hour. Number 3. What are you doing? Repeat. I'm making a sandwich. Number 4. Who is listening to the radio? Repeat. John is listening to the radio. Number 5. Where will you be working next month? Repeat. I'll be working in the library. Number 6. Where will you be depositing your money? Repeat. I'll be depositing my money in a savings account.
Look at figure 7. First, listen to the paragraph. Then, listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words in the blanks. Listen.
Recently, the commander at Fort Dix announced plans to prohibit smoking on base in all but one building. Smoking would still be permitted in the barracks, provided everyone in the buildings agreed. Not everyone is happy about the situation. Some think this rule denies them their freedom of choice.
Listen again and complete the sentences.
Recently, the commander at Fort Dix announced plans to prohibit smoking on base in all but one building. Smoking would still be permitted in the barracks, provided everyone in the buildings agreed. Not everyone is happy about the situation. Some think this rule denies them their freedom of choice.
Now listen again and check your answers.
Recently, the commander at Fort Dix announced plans to prohibit smoking on base in all but one building. Smoking would still be permitted in the barracks, provided everyone in the buildings agreed. Not everyone is happy about the situation. Some think this rule denies them their freedom of choice.
When the tape is over, you may check your answers for Figure 7 on the answer page. Now go to Figure 8. Listen to a dialogue 2 times, then answer a question.
Sergeant Jones goes so fast. I have a hard time keeping up with him.
I know what you mean. I've often thought of just dropping out.
Well, I'm not going to give up.
How are you going to keep track of everything?
I'm going to bring a tape recorder next week.
Listen again.
Sergeant Jones goes so fast. I have a hard time keeping up with him.
I know what you mean. I've often thought of just dropping out.
Well, I'm not going to give up.
How are you going to keep track of everything?
I'm going to bring a tape recorder next week.
Answer this question. What is Sergeant Jones doing? Listen to another dialogue.
How many are you going to take?
At least 2. I have trouble keeping track of them, so I always take spares.
I do the same. Sometimes one is not enough when the temperature drops.
Listen to the dialogue again.
How many are you going to take?
At least 2. I have trouble keeping track of them, so I always take spares.
I do the same. Sometimes one is not enough when the temperature drops.
Answer this question. What are they talking about? Now check your answers. Number 1 is B, teaching a class. Number 2 is C, sweaters. Remember to check your answers for Figure 7 now by looking at the answer page. This is the end of Tape 1C, Book 26.